This is American Roots from New Orleans. This hour, we've got guitarist, singer, and philosopher Carlos Santana, whose life's journey with music carried him from a village in the state of Jalisco, Mexico, to Tijuana and San Francisco to play blues and Latin rock, then on to Woodstock and the global stage ever since.
I went to a picnic in San Jose, and in one block radius, there was three bands, mariachi, rock and roll, and música tropical. But I could hear all of it as one, and I said, oh, there it is. There's Tito Puente and B.B. King, and I'm right in the middle.
Carlos Santana began playing mariachi on violin in the streets of Tijuana, but he was soon drawn to blues musicians, B.B. King, Jimmy Reed, and John Lee Hooker. At age 8, he switched to guitar and began developing his own sound, incorporating blues, rock, jazz, with Latin and African percussion. His father, Jose Santana, a mariachi violinist, was not pleased, but allowed Carlos to follow his passions.
I was born in 47. So from 47 to 55, I live in Autlan, Jalisco. It's a very small town. My mom brought us from Autlan to Tijuana. I learned to play the violin to help my dad with the rent and everything, you know. So I learned to play violin in the streets of La Calle Revolución and play all the songs. All them songs that Americans want to hear, you know. So I used to walk around the streets of Tijuana saying, "Song, mister, 50 cents a song."
How is it that the family left Tijuana and ends up in California?
My mother was always the person who said, "Nos vamos, we're going." And we all get into a car and we go. And she said the same thing from Tijuana to San Francisco. Nos vamos. We save our money and we paid for a notary person to create the right papers for us to come in legally. My eyes couldn't believe the plentiness of the Safeways and Sears and Roebuck and toy department and so much food and everything.
You also were hearing, I assume, rock and roll, that side of American life. I mean, you had some heroes, right?
Yes, B.B. King, Ray Charles, Little Richard, John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Reed, Lightning Hopkins. For some reason, I gravitated more to blues.
What was the appeal of blues to a teenager in Tijuana and then into California?
Passion. You know, when you're a teenager, you have a lot of passion. You don't know what to call it or why. But it's a burning fire that's in you and it's got to come out, like John Lee Hooker said, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the blues has that thing that you immediately go, oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. And then you start singing your song like, oh, my God.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey. We're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah! Well, as the African American music blues, it appeals to you, but how early on do you get hip to all this, African percussion? I mean, how did you become aware of that whole world of Afro-Latin percussion?
For me, it started in Tijuana because they used to have música tropical. They have different groups, Lobo y Melón. But not till I heard the combination in San Jose later on. I went to a picnic in San Jose, and in one block radius, there was three bands, mariachi, rock and roll, and música tropical. But I could hear all of it as one, and I said, oh, there it is. You know, there it is. There's Tito Puente and B.B. King, and I'm right in the middle. I heard Tito Tito Puente in the radio like 12 o'clock at night. There used to be this disc jockey in San Francisco, and I was living in Potrero Hill at that time. And I heard, party time, it's party time, everybody wake up, don't go to sleep. And then they put Oye Como Va, and I was like, whoa, this is rock and roll to me. I immediately said to the band, hey, check out this song. I went and got the record, El Rey Tito Puente, El Rey de Timbales. And they're like, but this is not rock and roll. And like, I said, I don't care, man. We're playing this music.
Tito Puente sung Oye Como Va, Mi Ritmo, Hear How It Goes, My Rhythm, a huge hit for Santana in 1970 on his LP Abraxas. We'll hear more from Tito Puente later in the program, but first Carlos mentioned how much he loves and was influenced by the soul and R&B of Ray Charles and jazz saxophonist John Coltrane here in 1964 with Bessie's Blues on American Roots. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ray Charles, and you're listening to American Roots with all this good music, man. Ain't that nice?
Oh, well, oh, yeah. Oh, well, oh, yeah. Do you know that this little girl of mine, I want you people to know, this little girl of mine, I take her everywhere we go. One day I looked at my suit was new, I looked at my shoes and they were too, and that's why I love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine makes me happy when I'm sad? This little girl of mine loves me even when I'm bad. She knows how to love me right down to a T. If she does any wrong, you know she keeps it from me. And that's why I love the little girl of mine. Not about eight. This little girl of mine told me that we had a date. She said that she'd meet me at a quarter to nine. Believe it or not, but she was right on time. And that's why love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine knows how to dress so neat? This little girl of mine stops the traffic on the street. When the fellas start whistling, well, I don't mind. I can't blame them because she is fine. That's why I love the little girl of mine. And that's why
Ray Charles, This Little Girl of Mine, 1957, adding a mambo beat and secular lyrics to the gospel song This Little Light of Mine. That's the kind of thing a genius of soul like Ray Charles did. In a minute, more conversation with Carlos Santana about rock and Latin music in San Francisco and his journey to global recognition on stage at Woodstock when American Roots returns.